I love Luke's account of the Emmaus story. There are so many things about this story that we can all relate to. I think what resonates with me right now is that these two, Cleopas and another, are walking along and they just have to talk through what has happened. I'm guessing if I could see you in person and I could ask how many of you needed at times to talk through some event with a trusted friend, probably many of you would raise your hand. It's one of the best things about friends, right? The ability to talk and be heard and work through some things. It seems that these two just couldn't quite comprehend what had happened to Jesus. Between his death and then the women claiming that he had disappeared from the tomb. They're walking and talking and someone appears behind them and asks what they're talking about. And the men act as though this stranger is from outer space. It would be like someone showing up today and not understanding why all the people in the world are staying home and not getting out. We would say to them, "Where have you been? And why don't you know what's going on?" And so they began to talk to Jesus, not even realizing that it is Jesus. I'm kind of surprised that they are so open with him. And I like the fact that Jesus doesn't do anything to make the men recognize him. Probably the exact opposite. It's not like Jesus is testing them or trying to trick them. It's that Jesus is journeying with them and listening to their confusions and their questions. It's as if Jesus knows they don't need answers. They need to grieve. They need to work through what's going on. That's something that should really speak to us today, grief. It's almost cruel to have this Easter season during this pandemic because it really is a little too close to home. I was talking to some friends this week who work in hospitals as chaplains, and the pain of having to watch people from all different types of illnesses, not just this virus. Having to face the darkness of their illness alone without any family or friends is so very painful. Some family members are having to say goodbye from an ambulance as their family member is whisked away, not knowing if they'll ever get to speak to them again. Most of them have a phone call if the nurse has time to connect them, but no personal contact. I find myself going a little crazy, not being able to see family and friends and loved ones right now when they're perfectly fine and I'm perfectly fine. I can't imagine not being able to be with a family member who's ill. I was lucky enough to get word of the end of both of my parents' life so that I could get there and I could say my goodbyes before their death. I wasn't with them when they passed, but I was with them the hours before, and that was difficult. Harder still was going through receiving the call that my sister had been killed in a car accident. And I didn't have the opportunity to say the things that I wanted and needed to say to her at the end. Add to that, with the loss these days comes the fact that we can't rally around people and lift them up. Only simple graveside services with a very few people are allowed. It's all very surreal, isn't it? That we can't say our goodbyes to people we love, and we can't hold those left behind in our arms to help them grieve. These men, just as we've all been doing these last several weeks, are processing what's happened, trying to understand and figure out where they go from here. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there is this wonderful Facebook post that shows the very famous painting of the Last Supper, except for it's divided up into a Zoom meeting. And all the disciples are in their own box having the Last Supper virtually. And I laugh because that picture that I have seen makes me think about what Jesus would say about all of the meetings I've been on these last few weeks. What would Jesus say if he were online with me? What would he think of how I'm processing all that the world is going through today? Would he remind me of all the things I should be thankful for? Would he suggest that I need to roll up my sleeves and get busy helping or doing? Would he just listen? I guess I should really be asking, what does Jesus think about how I'm moving through this time? I should be listening for what Jesus is telling me I should be doing. Jesus very gently reminds the two walkers. Well, maybe not so gently. He asked them, "How foolish are you?" So that's not really gentle. But he reminds them of what needed to happen according to the scripture for Jesus' return to happen and to be of meaning and importance. I'm afraid Jesus might be rather blunt with me also, as I've felt sorry for myself a few times in the last few weeks. I've been a little stir crazy and I've been frustrated and just a little put out at times. But I need to be reminded of all the things I should never take for granted again. As they approached their home, Cleopas and the other man invited Jesus to stay with them for the evening, still not recognizing who he was. Until that moment, he takes the bread and he breaks it. And at that moment, they recognize him and they realize who's been with them all this time. And he's gone. He's vanished. Remembering that time when Jesus broke the bread and told them what was to come, and he told them to remember, that's the moment they recognize him and he's gone. It almost seems like a joke that right as they recognize them, he disappears. And they can't tell him anything they want. They can't respond to all the things he's told them through the day. He's gone. To tell you the truth, it almost seems like a joke that this passage about traveling and companionship and a communal meal is happening right now. But it is. It's fair to say we're in the midst of something very traumatic. And the message that we can gain from this passage is that Jesus walks with us on this journey. He doesn't necessarily tell us what we want to hear, and he doesn't necessarily show himself right at the beginning, but he is always here with us. And when we open ourselves to see and hear, he will find a way to help us on the journey and show us what we need to be doing. May we open ourselves. May we look around and see the many places that Jesus is showing himself to us during this time. and all times. Amen and amen.